This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore yesterday discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore's president visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a five-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is the first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also visit Odisha on Friday and Saturday. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday interacted with senior civil servants of Kenya headed by Attorney General Ms. Dorcas Agik Abuya Adore. Addressing the gathering, the minister highlighted that the political and administrative structures have been influenced by the historical ties between Kenya and India due to their shared experience under British colonial rule. He noted that both countries are committed to democratic principles, transparency and good governance. The minister also spoke about the maritime challenges and various environmental concerns, emphasizing the need to find sustainable solutions. He also informed that the National Centre for Good Governance, NCGG, has trained more than 5,000 civil servants from Asia and Africa. The Supreme Court yesterday ordered the construction and availability of separate toilet facilities for males, females, PWD and transgender persons in all court premises and tribunals across the country. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan said that toilets are not merely a matter of convenience but a basic necessity which is a facet of human rights. Access to proper sanitation is recognized as a fundamental right under Article 21 of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to life and personal liberty. This right inherently includes ensuring a safe and hygienic environment for all individuals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 19 January. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions to the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 17th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with the Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. Announcing about the deal in Doha, Prime Minister Al Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and surging humanitarian aid to Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, the country's security cabinet will need to approve the deal. However, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said there were several unresolved clauses but it hoped an agreement could be finalized tonight. A Hamas official earlier said it had approved the draft from mediators in Doha. Confirming the deal in a news conference, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. hostages will be freed in the first phase. In a social media post, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump described the deal as epic and said the agreement could have only happened as a result of his historic election victory. In the CoCo World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams showcased exceptional performances to advance to the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, yesterday. The Indian men's team secured a commanding 70-38 victory against Peru. They dominated right from turn 1, maintaining momentum through turn 2 thanks to the outstanding contributions from Aditya Pote, Shiva Reddy and Sachin Bargo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.